Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by John Siantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern at the rising cases of violence and crimes against women. He said the perpetrators should be brought to book at the earliest and that punishments for criminals must be extensively publicized. Modi also pitched for the implementation of a secular civil code in the country instead of the present civil code, which he called discriminatory. The Prime Minister called upon all stakeholders to deliberate on the issue of a uniform civil code. Chief Minister Nipirio announced yesterday that the state is set to upgrade the Radiation Oncology Centre at the Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research in Dimapur. The project, costing 34.50 crore rupees, will commence this year. Highlighting the efforts of the health department, Rio said, four primary health centres have received the National Quality Assurance Standard certification from the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Rio also emphasised the impact of the Chief Minister's health insurance scheme, which has enabled over 10,700 patients to avail cashless treatments since its inception in 2022. Massive preparations are underway as Nagaland is set to celebrate 25 years of Hornbill Festival this year. Chief Minister Nipirio said new galleries with seating capacity of over 7,000 are currently under construction and additional features and amenities are being introduced at Gisama Heritage Village. Further, he said Nagaland Tourism Policy 2024, which envisions Nagaland as a green destination, will boost infrastructure development, enhance promotional efforts, and raise awareness of tourism. Chief Minister Nipirio has underscored the indispensable role of agriculture in Nagaland's socio-economic development, highlighting that nearly 70% of the state's population depends directly or indirectly on agricultural activities. Rio said under PM Kisan, an amount of 520 crore rupees has been credited in the bank accounts of 2,3,462 farmers by June end. He highlighted progress with the Digital Agriculture Mission, which includes developing an integrated web-based geo-portal and mobile application to help farmers. The Chief Minister also announced that buyback program for fresh fruit bunches under National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Palm, has begun in Jumukedima, Longleng, Mokuchung Mon, Newland, Peren and Woka. Rio further underlined the state's program, Progress in Rural and Urban Development. Under MGNREGA, a total of 6.65 lakh person days of employment has generated up until early July. He said Din Dayal Antodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihood Mission, has achieved 100% saturation of the targeted 1.22 lakh rural households. The Chief Minister also spoke on the Nagaland Urban Infrastructure Development Project, assisted by the Asian Development Bank, which aims to cover all 16 headquartered towns in the state. In this regard, feasibility reports are being prepared for the first phase, covering 8 districts, he said. Rio further revealed plans for a new city named Nagaki City to be set up at Jumukedima. A preliminary survey of the proposed 500-hectare master plan area is in progress. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, yesterday inaugurated the National Best Surveillance System in New Delhi. Chauhan highlighted that through the system, the farmers will be able to know different types of insecticides and pesticides and save their crops from their harmful effects. On the occasion, Chauhan also interacted with many farmers and beneficiaries of various government schemes. Around 500 farmers were present at the event. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch its latest Earth Observation Satellite, SSLV-D3, today. The third and last developmental flight of SSLV will be launched 9.17 a.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota. This flight completes the SSLV development project and enables operational missions by Indian Industry at New Space India Limited. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.